1039 Philly's Hip Hop and R&B. Welcome to Mina's House. I'm Mina. Say what? Got a special guest in the building. Rico Havoc is here. Yes. Looking all mature and stuff.
Thank you.
You like grew up. What happened?
No, just grew. I'm just growing every day. Waking up.
Right. I think it's been a year. I haven't seen you for a year.
Yeah.
And this was after you first got signed to Atlantic.
Okay.
So how long have you been signed there?
A year.
Been about a year.
Stay working. All work.
Yeah. Can you still believe it that you're like signed to a major label? You're a kid right here from Philly,
now,
right?
Now I believe it.
Before you didn't believe it?
Before it was just having fads, you know. Now I appreciate it more than anything.
Yeah. You never really walked me through that. Like, talk to me about actually getting signed. Like, that day, what was it like? Who gave you the phone call? Like, how did it happen for you?
I was in the Youth Study Center, and I had got a phone call. That's how it worked. And I still wasn't, like, couldn't believe it too much. But then, once I came home, you know, I started going out of LA. I was working, and then I started seeing, like, you signed, started getting other people. But then, I was just happy. Once I checked, I believe it though. And I feel it though. Now it's like I'm woke. You know, I was kind of, it was like a blur.
Yeah.
To be honest.
So you just came off. Was this your first major tour? Would you say the college tour that you just went on?
First tour ever.
Ever.
Yep.
Wow. How are you feeling after that?
I feel good. I learned a lot on tour.
Like what? What'd you learn?
Like communicating. You know, meeting new people. I used to like being in from Philly, like where I'm from, and I'm going other places. I didn't really know how to like talk to people and stuff like that. I'd be like a little shy. I got my energy, but when I'm around new people, like colleges, I just think like, all right, there's more to life. There's more to life.
Cause you did HBCUs, right?
Yeah.
How long were you on tour?
A month.
A month. Yeah. So, but you were doing like what? 3 days a week, 2-3 days a week, something like that.
Yeah, we was doing. We had like a. Yeah, we was doing every day, and then we had like a day off traveling.
Wow.
So we'd be doing like, say we do shows. Like we like Louisiana, before we did Louisiana, we'd do our show, then we gotta hit the road right after the show, and go down there, do an interview, then do a show again. It was just moving every day. So
right.
We had like a 3 day break though, 2 day break.
Yeah. So do you feel like your show has gotten better in that month?
Sure, for sure. I learned a lot how to like control the crowd, you know, not really feed off my own energy to make them
feed off of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, being from Philly, sometimes you're like doing stuff. Even if you perform out here, you'll be performing and people just stare at you. Like, you have to like learn how to like overcome that, you know? Like, people don't care until you make them care.
Exactly. They ain't going to care. You got to make them feel it.
Right.
Even if they don't move, they going to move. And once you get a. Get a little head out. Yeah.
Right.
So you know you can make them shake.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Rico Havoc is here. We're talking about his tour. I want to talk to you about what's going on with your music. And also Bree Steves was on the tour. So that was pretty dope. Like two Philly people on the same tour doing the HBCU tour. So we'll talk about that. Rico Havoc is here right here on Boom 103.9. It's Mina's House. I'm Mina Safe.
These are the... Sure,
Rico Havoc is here on Boom 103.9 Philly's Hip Hop and R&B. It's Mina's House. I'm Mina Say What. Fresh off his first... tour, it was the country, right?
Yeah, definitely was the country.
Right, the whole country.
It was the country.
The whole. Oh, you talk about you was in the country. Country.
Different bugs. Country, yeah.
So you never been outside of Philly prior to going on tour?
No, I've been to Georgia and stuff like that. Georgia, LA.
Mm-hmm. But not like more than
Mississippi
that.
Mississippi and then going down there.
What's the weirdest thing you
Ubers
saw?
And all that.
No Ubers.
No Ubers.
Shut up. Where?
Down south, we got like the world over.
What they got horses?
No Uber. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised.
Horses and buggies? What they got?
Uber. They tell Uber's coming from across the town. It was a whole lot. So couldn't really shake and move how I'm used to shaking and moving. You feel me?
You don't appreciate where you're from until you go somewhere else and realize what you have here. Like, there's no corner stores.
Exactly.
When you go to different. I'm like, how do you survive without a corner store? How does that work? You know?
That's what I was thinking about. I'm like, oh, I gotta go there. We got Uber everywhere, but we couldn't. So it was just like, I learned how to be prepared and stuff like that, though.
You know, right.
Everything. Road life.
What was surprising to you? Like, the most surprising thing while you were on tour?
Probably the reaction I got from people, like, down south.
No, like, weird stories? People acting out of pocket? Nothing like that?
Yeah, oh, no. I was supposed to get on the plane to come back to Philly.
Uh-huh.
the Uber, right? The Uber. Listen, that we called the one Uber. We had to be on the plane at like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Uh huh.
So we called him to come. We put the address. You know how you put the address in at the airport?
Right.
Call. He come all the way there. Then we get in there. He talking about, oh, no, I can't take y'all that far. My car not gonna make it. I'm like, yo, what you mean? So I'm sick.
He was on E?
Cold in my eye. I'm like, yo, what you
mean? Wait, why not? He didn't have gas?
I think his car wasn't, you know.
His car's about to blow up?
Probably was DJ acting for it. It was something on his account. I was mad. I was like, man, we going to miss this, John. And guess what we did? We missed it.
You missed the flight.
The Uber came right after. It was weird. The Uber came right after this lady, and she took us. And then we had to wait. I was like, yo. He to try and help me with my bag, get it back out the trunk. I'm like, don't touch my stuff. Don't just go ahead.
How was it being on tour with Bree Steves? Because that's pretty dope. You guys are both from the same area, signed to the same label.
Bree, cool.
Did you guys get closer?
Yeah, for sure. I got to know Bree. She be in her zone. She, you know, it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Bree cool. She family.
Yeah. Man. So, you've been signed to Atlantic now. Like, you know, how are you feeling about that? Like, anything surprising?
Yeah, everything's surprising. Like, I never experienced this ever, so it's like so much. It's like I'm just going to do more. I'm going to keep working, working on my next music so I can get it, traveling again. That's
right. So you like touring? You're going to be on tour a lot?
Sure, I like touring. I like doing shows. I like doing music. I like touring though a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I'm down to go around the world. Like 5 times, probably more than that.
I love it. I love it. Rico Havoc is here. I'm going to continue talking to him, but right now. It's Boom 103.9 Philly's Hip Hop and R&B. I'm Mina Say What. This is Mina's house. Rico Havoc is in the house, Philly's own.
Yep,
growing up. Been in the gym a little bit. What's going on over here?
See you, Vexen.
I see you. You got taller too, right? I play too much. No, you look older. It's crazy to me. Like, you really look older. It's only been a year though. How old are you now?
22.
Yeah, you in that age bracket where, you know, 1 year to the next, you could look completely different. Yeah. You know? So you got a girlfriend? What's going on there?
No, I don't got a girlfriend.
No girlfriend?
No girlfriend.
No Philly John, you know, that, you know, you kinda text here and there when you come back home.
You gonna get me in trouble.
I'm gonna leave it alone. So you got this song with Gunna, right? Brandy's song. How'd that come about?
You know, mutual friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know that.
So talk to me about the record. Like, for people who haven't heard it, what is it about? You know,
produced by House of Tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Did out of LA. Fire joints. No more bouncy. I hopped them. Whole another. Slowed it down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my music be up tempo a lot. So
right.
Sold it down with that track, keep it smooth. I just hopped on my flashy drone on that one.
Right, right. Who else are you working with right now?
Shout out Izzy, you know, Izzy, Dan Hunter Izzy. We from Baltimore.
How about some of the other Philly guys? Like, have you reached out to them to work with them? Like,
yeah, I work, you know, YNW Lit.
Mm-hmm.
I do well. Core.
Mm-hmm.
A couple people. I'm quick to work with Philly artists, though. It's a whole lot.
Yeah, have you reached out to like a Meek or a P&B Rock? Like, is that in the works?
Oh yeah, Rock in the works for sure.
So you guys got a record together already, or it's coming?
No, it's gonna come. We got an old record, but we gonna do some new records, you know.
Yeah.
Timing.
Right. So talk to me about your project that you just dropped.
Started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I dropped Started, hosted by DJ Drama. I dropped that so more a lot of energy on that joint. I felt like I let a whole lot out of me on that joint.
You know, DJ Drama is like the stamp. Like, once you work with Drama, it's the stamp.
Yep. I was like, yeah, it's stamp. Got Drama on there.
Right. How was your working relationship? Like, did you guys actually team up for this, or did you kind of send them some things? Like, how was that process?
It's a team up. I mean, I was down in Atlanta. I met Drama and Don Cannon. Down there. So it was like, he heard the music. And he was with it. And I don't think he's not just going to hop on anybody's stuff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to be stamped to get something from DJ Drama.
Right. So you working on a project now. Like, what's next for you?
I might just drop some singles. I'm trying to give him a single every week. I'm going to give him a single every week. We got to give him new music every week.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the project will come into work. So
just flood the market kind of and get people familiar with your music. Yeah.
Because now I got... different followers. I got, you know, I done been on tour,
mm-hmm.
got new fans. It's time to get them that work.
Right, right.
No breaks.
Yes, Rico. Anything else? I'm so happy for you. You out here, like, you got a lot going on, like, working.
Trying to stay busy.
Every week is a lot. Dropping a project, a song every week. That's a lot. That's a lot of hard work right there. Because you can't just drop no BS. Like, you have to drop fire.
All fire. Trying to find them all fire. All bangers. They know. People know. That's why this is on. This is what they waiting for right here.
Right.
I'm going to give it to.
Well, we'll be listening. Let them know what else you got going on before, you know, you head up out of here.
It was Rico Havoc. I want y'all to download that Started. Filming new music on the way. Go get that fashion question. Make sure y'all pull up the Brittany Shields fashion show tonight. We're going to be in that joint lit.
Where's that?
It's at Tabor Road.
Okay.
Tabor Road. It's going to be lit.
All right, Rico. Thank you for stopping by.